For a moment, I would like you to think of somebody's name.
就是我想大家
Anybody,
想
just
一想
anybody.
任何人的名字，想到一个名字。
Now, you've thought of their name. Let me ask you this. Did you immediately think about that person and what and who they are? Immediately you see a character before you, someone that is funny or someone that's nice or someone that's strict or someone that is maybe a little bit hard.
所以当你一想到一个人的名字的时候，你是不是马上就想到这个人呢？然后就想到这个人的品格、个性，比如这个人是很可笑啊，或者比较严厉啊，或者很好啊，反正就是想到这个人，是不是这样的？
Name somehow right away clicks to us. We almost see the person. We understand. We think about them. We put their qualities to them. So you see, the name is almost like a character.
所以呢，当我们一想到一个人的时候，一个人名的时候，马上我们就想到这个人，想到这个人的品格，想到人的个性。所以从名字好像就像一个人的一个描述似的，他的是他的特征的描述。
I want us today, we're going to take something very different maybe, but we're going to talk about God's name.
今天我们来谈神的名。
In English, in Chinese, in any other language but Hebrew, you'll only ever see the word God.
只有不管是在中文、英文还是希伯来文任何语言里边，你只看到这个词神。
We don't usually have, what shall I say, any other languages except Hebrew, but Hebrew not only uses the word God, but they also many times use a word that describes his character.
希伯来文呢，它不单单是用了神这个词，而且它用一些词来描述神的特征、神的品、个性、神的属性。
So therefore, the Hebrew not only says one word, sometimes they call him God Jehovah, God Elohim, and then those particular names they give him expresses his character.
就是希伯来文里边，他们称神，他们有的时候是称神是神就是亚威，有的时候是神以罗心，他每次这个特别的名字都是表达了神的一个特别的一个特性。
So a name is very important to us.
名字对我们每个人来讲都很重要。
In Psalms 9 verse 10, David expressed this, the King David.
诗篇九章第十节，大卫王这么说。
And he said this, and those who know your name puts their trust in you, for you, O God, have not forsaken those who seek you.
耶和华啊，认识你名的人要倚靠你，因为没有离弃寻求你的人。
So David was saying, and knowing your name, I trust you. I know your name.
所以大卫说，我知道你的名字，我信靠你，我知道你的名。
David expressed that again in Psalms 20, verse 7.
大卫王又在诗篇二十章第七节这么说。
He said this, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
说有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华，我们神的名，就是他说我们依靠耶和华，我们神的名。
That's quite a statement for a king to make.
对一个王这样子来讲，那可是不寻常。
A king should be glorifying the power of his armies.
这个国王呢，王呢，都是以他的这个军队的强盛来夸耀。
Trusting in their training and their might.
相信他们的这个训练，相信他们的大能，他们的威严。
But David said, no, I trust in the Lord.
但是大卫王说，不是的，我信靠的是神，是耶和华神。
We also see that Jesus said something. Jesus said, show the, Jesus in his life showed the name of his father.
主耶稣在他的生命中也展现了他父神的名。
He did it by the principles that he taught and the life that he lived.
他是靠着他，他这样子显示出来是靠着他所传讲的这个原则，他讲的道和他自己所活出来的生命。
He could say, "You see me, you see my father."
他说，你们看到了我，就是看到了父。
Throughout the Hebrew Old Testament, we're going to, that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today.
就是我们看旧约，这是今天我们所要讲的。
We're going to see different names that had different meanings for God.
我们会看到不神的不同的名字，它代表神的这个不同的这种特性。
You see, he identified himself. They identified him at every different occasion.
他们在不同的场合就是都认出来神的作为。
So it wasn't just one word, God, El, which was their word for God, El, no. They all, many times they added on another word that distinguished what God was doing for them at that time.
他就说他们不单单是有一个词就是神在他们的语言里面就是 El, 他们后边还有一个字就是来描述神为他们所做的。
The prophet Hosea said something that is so true today.
先知何西阿所说的一些话真的是很对今天来讲也很真实。
It was written 2,500 years ago, but this is what he said.
2,500年前何西阿这样说，但是
It is for a lack of knowledge of God that the prophet Hosea informed his people that they are destroyed.Because of their lack of knowledge of God.
他说我的民因缺乏对耶和华的知识而毁灭。
You didn't understand what he's saying. You didn't know his powers. You didn't know what his many names and what his many powers were.
他说你们不了解神，不知道神的大能，也不知道神的属性，所以很的，你们不是不了解神的，缺乏这一方面的知识。
Actually, it's from that lack of knowledge of God and understanding his special spiritual powers in our life.
他们是缺乏对神的知识，对神大能的认识，就缺乏这个在他们生命中这种属灵的能力。
So I want to bring a few of those names that we can understand. Our God is not just a one word God, but it holds in it a character that is a tremendous being.
所以呢，我们看到神的名字不单单就是说神，他的各方面对他的描述，神的名字是有，就是有巨大的能力的，巨大的这个全能在里边的。
Now, I want to give you a few of them. The first one I want to give you is one called Elohim.
第一个我想给的名字就是以罗心。
He was known at times by Elohim.
他有的时候称他是以罗心，神为以罗心。
What this name stood for to them was for might, for power, for omnipotence, for transcending. He was the creator God.
在这个名字对以色列人来讲，就代表了神的威严、大能、无所不能和神的超越性。他表达了神是造物主。
When Moses received a commission from God to go to his oppressed people in Egypt and deliver them from bondage,
当神吩咐摩西说你要去埃及把他的百姓从这个捆绑辖制中间拯救出来的时候，
He was not a willing person at that time.
他那时候可不是心甘情愿去的。
He made many excuses.
他找了很多理由。
But this is one thing he said to them.He said, suppose I... Go ahead.
他的其中一个理由就是
He said, suppose I go to the Israelites. And that's the first ones he was afraid of, was the Israelites, that they wouldn't accept him.
他说以摩西对神说我到以色列人那里，这是他第一个害怕的，就是说以色列人不会接纳他。
Remember, when he left Egypt, it was because of the fact that he had killed an Egyptian for because of an Israelite.
他之所以会逃离埃及，就是因为他为了一个以色列人杀了一个埃及人。
So no doubt many of the Israelites that may have remembered him, he was a criminal.
可能很多以色列人会记得他是个罪犯。
So he says, suppose I go to the Israelites, and I tell them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them?
他说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字？我要对他们说什么呢？
You have to realize at that time, across the world, it was the known world of that time,They had many, many gods.
要知道在那个时期整个已知的人类世界上他们有很多很多的神。
So he said, they're going to ask me, what's this God? Who's this God you're talking about?
他们可能就说你所讲的这个神是谁呀、
啊、You know, they knew the gods of their forefather. They named them by Abraham, you know, and Isaac. But here it was Moses. And He didn't know. He said, what am I going to tell them?
他们知道说他们有神是他们祖宗的神是亚伯拉罕以撒的神但是现在是摩西相当于他们同辈他们说那我怎么说呢
And God answered them sort of in a funny way. He said, I am who I am.
神说的好像是有点奇怪神说我是自有拥有的
And tell them it's the I am that sent you.
他说告诉他们自有拥有的打发我到你们这里来。
So in using this word Elohim, God was telling them that I am the creator and the governing power of the omnipotence and sovereignty. He is the creator God.
So mommy, God in here, God used Elohim, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, 所以呢在这里边这个出埃及记三章十五节神用的这个名字是以罗心表示神是有大能威严无所不能超越的神他是创造者。
So that was the Hebrew word for that type of understanding.
所以这个以罗心就是以色列人对这个名对他们的意思。就是、
so he was letting the people and the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, know that he was the creator God.
所以他要让以色列人跟这个埃及人都知道他是那位创造者。
So Elohim means that. It means creator God, the omnipotent one, the one that's always been and always will be.
就是那位创造者，他是那位自有拥有，从就是。过去就存在会永远存在的那位创造者。
Now, I think this one you'll be more familiar with, and that's Jehovah.
另外一个词大家可能更明白一些就是耶和华。
They would call him Jehovah God.
他们会称他耶和华神。
My Lord.
称为是我的主。是我的主。
And this meant the being who is the absolute sole existence, the one who possesses...And he's the permanent existence. He is the one that possesses all things.
他是表示说神是绝对的自我存在的，是他自己，就是包含生命的本质，是永远的这样存在。
And he is the one. And knowing this, he is the one that they're saying he's the God of revelation.
这里记得他们说神是这个显示启示的神。
He's the one that shall be to appear to man for redemption. He's going to reveal himself to man.
他会显出来是为了救赎人类他是启示他自己的那一位。
He went on to let them know that he was the permanent unchanging one. For I am Jehovah.I change not.
他是那位永远的永不改变的神。他说我是耶和华我不改变。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以神是耶和华神是昔日今日到永远都不改变的。
So he was telling them, Jehovah is the name, remember this, I do not change.
他说耶和华是我的名你们要记住我不改变。
What I say, knowing what I give to the, to what I allow to be revealed to you, remember, I do not change.
他说我想我所允许的向你们展示出来的，要记住我不改变。
I think if we begin to grasp hold of the fact that we have a God that is called Elohim, one that we understand is the creator God, the one that always was and always will be, and then we have Jehovah who changes not.
所以呢，我们如果能够真的是能够抓住，真的是能够理解，我们有一位神是以罗心的神，是这位创造万物的、创造一切的主，然后他也是那位耶和华神，就是不改变的主。
Now, another one is El Shaddai.
另外一个名字是以勒撒代。
He's the one that supplies all of our needs.
他是那位供应我们一切所需的神。
He got this title in the wilderness.
他
when they were
在旷野里，神有这个名字，向他们展现了这个名字，以勒撒代。
He had called them out of Egypt.
他把他们从埃及呼召出来。
He had taken them through the Red Sea.
他让他们经过红海。
And now we see he's going to take them through the wilderness.
现在他要让他们经过旷野。
Now in the wilderness, there was not much of anything.
在旷野可是没什么东西。
But he let them know that he was able to take care of them even in the wilderness.
但是他让这以色列人知道，即使在旷野之中，神仍然可以供应他们一切的所需。
He said that your shoes won't wear out. Your clothes won't wear out.
你们的鞋没有穿破。
That he supplied them water.
他也给他们提供水。
He supplied them food.
他也给他们吃的食物。
So we see that El Shaddai is much better understood that he is all sufficient, all bountiful, the source of all blessings and fullness and fruitfulness.
这个以勒撒代就提醒他们说，神是全有、全足、全丰的神，是所有一切祝福和丰满和有果一切的来源。
So remember, El Shaddai, he's your, what shall I say? He's your God that can take care and supply your needs when you need them.
就是记住，神是以勒撒代的神，当你有需要的时候，他是可以提供，也照顾，提供你一切的需要，可以照料你。
There were some hard times that they went through in the wilderness.
在旷野中，他们是经过艰难的时光。
After the wonderful miracle of the Red Sea going back, 3 days later, they began going through the desert or going through the wilderness, they became thirsty.
但是他们有刚刚经历了一个很大的神迹，就是过红海，但是过了三天，他们在旷野里就有没有水喝。
Now God had done a marvelous miracle taking them through the sea, but now their reaction was they began to complain.
神刚刚为他们行了一个神迹，一个大奇迹，然后呢，他们现在就开始，三天之后他们就开始抱怨。
What's going to happen to us?
我们会怎么样呢？
And as they traveled, they did find a place of water.
他们到了一个有水的地方。
And I'm sure they were very happy.
我想他们肯定很兴奋，很高兴。
But when they tasted, it was bitter.
但是他们尝到那个水却是苦的。
And knowing human nature, I believe they really were upset. God brought us here. Even we have sea water, but it's bitter and we can't drink it.
我知道人的这个本性，他们肯定就是说啊，他说他们心里面真的是很烦躁不安，说神把我们带到这儿有水，结果这个水竟然是苦的。
But God wanted to show them something.
但是神想要让他们展示一些事情。
That even in the wilderness, when everything looked like it turned against him, he used only a tree, just a tree. And he said, throw it in the water. And they threw it in the water, and the water became sweet.
但是神要让他们显示，就是说在旷野里，即使是说这个好像是每件事情都不顺，都跟他们作对， 但是包括水也是苦的，神就告诉他们砍一棵树，把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
Now, if they had been walking along and they find this great pool of water and it was delicious, and then they go on, would they have learned anything about God?
如果他们就是说，走了三天，哦，然后到了一个有水的地方，这个水是甜的，你觉得他们可以学到关于神的什么知识吗？
No.
不会。
But God showed them in adversity, in a trial, in a temptation, in something that was making them utterly miserable, He could change it with just a tree.
神让他们显示，即使在艰难、在困苦、在试炼、在试探当中，就是好像人都没有办法，神可以就是用一棵树就可以把这个艰难变为一个甜的东西。
So remember, God can and will.Supply, he will be there when we need him. We may go through some hard places, but he will be there when we need him.
所以要记住，我们可能会经历这个艰难的时光，也会到艰难的地方。但是当我们需要的时候，神就在那里，他会真的是提供我们所需要的。
He's our El Shaddai.
他是我们的以勒撒代的神，他是供应我们一切的。
There have been times in my life that he did that for me.
在我的生命中，我经历过很多次神这样子的供应。
And I'm sure there's times he's done that for you.
我也确定说神也为你做过。
Now, the next one I want to talk about is one that's called Adonai. Adonai.
下一个词就称为是亚
多
奈。
That one is, they're all hard for me to pronounce because they're Hebrew, but I know it. Let me give me a moment. It has a different twist to it. Adonai, there it is.
Yeah, yeah. 它称为是亚杜奈这个词。
And this means master.
它这个词的意思就是主人。
This is the character of God that we see his ownership or his mastership.
这显示了神是我们的主人，他拥有我们。
This is the time that Abraham had found out that a group of kings had taken his nephew Lot and had taken them all and had destroyed their area and had gone on and taken every one of them.
当亚伯拉罕知道说这些王、这些四王、五王打仗的时候，把那个罗德也给掠走了。
And so Abraham went after them.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢就去追他们。
But Abraham had only less than 400 men.
但是亚伯拉罕呢，他的家里的壮丁呢只有318人。
And these were four kings that had each one had their army.
但是把那个罗德掳走的那个是四个王，他们每个王呢都有自己的军队。
But we see that Abraham went with fury, and he fought them, and he won.
但是亚伯拉罕当时是很怒气冲，就是很马上就冲出去，没想那么多，然后他还赢了。
But then God came to Abraham in a vision, and he said, Abraham, don't fear, for I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward.
但是这事以后，耶和华在异象中对亚伯兰显现说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
Yes, he became the Adonai. He was the master of it. Now, Abraham, you were there fighting those. You had less than 400. Those four. But I want you to know, I was your shield. I was your great reward. I was the one that was the master of that situation.
就是神上说，亚伯兰呐、啊，你带着不到400人在那里打仗，其实我在那里，我要你知道，我是你的盾牌，我大大的赏赐你，我是整个环境的主。
Remember, our God is the master of situations.
要记住，我们的神是我们整个处境，不管什么样的环境中的主。
It may seem very difficult, very hard, but when we allow Him and recognize His mastership.He will come and defeat and overcome for us.
然后呢，即使我们的环境看着很艰难、很困苦、很难，但是如果我们认他为主，神会来，他会真的是在这一切的环境中掌管得胜。
As I give you these names, many times we think it's ourselves doing things. Many times we think it's others that's doing them. But at the very heart of all the things in a Christian's life, it is God that is controlling. It is He that is in command.
就是我们常常觉得是我们自己在做事，我们自己在做什么，但是实际上是神在掌管一切，是神在真的是给我们得胜。神真的是吩咐一切。
The next one I'd like to talk to you about is Jehovah Jireh.
再下一个名字我想谈的是耶和华以勒。
And this one means my provider.
他就是说神是我们的预备者，神是我们的预备。
Now this is the one where Abraham was taking his son to go and sacrifice to the Lord.
这就是亚伯拉罕要带着要献以撒的那个处境中出现的这个名字。
He and his son and the two servants, they were traveling they had to travel a while to be able to get to the mount there. Finally, they got there.
就是说亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子还有两个仆人，他们要走 一段路才能到那个地方地，最后他们到了这个摩利亚地。
And his son, when he got off of the mule and they were getting ready, and his father said, "You two men stay here. We're going on up." His son looked.
Yeah, 当他们到了那个地方以后呢，他们就把亚伯拉罕就把仆人留，他们就下了这个驴，然后亚伯拉罕呢就对两个儿子说：“你们待在这儿。”对那两个仆人说
，And like any young boy, he looked and said, "Dad, we have this and we have that and we have the other thing." But where's the sacrifice?
但是他那个孩子就问亚伊莎说爸爸，你看嘛，我们有这个有那个，但是燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？Yes, they had the wood, they had the fire.
我们有火有柴。
You know what Abraham? Because this was toward the end of his life.
你知道亚伯拉罕怎么说吗？这是在亚伯拉罕晚年的时候。
Abraham had walked a long time with God.
亚伯拉罕这时候已经与神同行很多年。
Now he was over 100 years old. He had gone through many situations in his life.
他已经这会儿已经过了100岁，他生命中经历了很多事情。
He had gone through victories, he'd gone through defeats.
他有得胜过，他也失败过。
But now at the end of his life, he looked at his son and he said, God will provide.
但是在他这个生命的晚年，他看着儿子说：“神必自己预备。”
And you know the rest of the story is he took his son up there and laid his son on the altar, tied him up, got the fire ready, and then took the knife to kill his son when God stopped him.
我们都知道下边的故事，就是他到了那里把柴摆好。捆绑儿子以撒，把他放在坛的柴上。当他伸手拿到要杀他的儿子的时候，神就制止了他。
And then he looked around, what is he going to sacrifice? And he saw the ram with himself hooked up in the thickets there, couldn't get out.
然后他看看周围，那里哪里是可以，就是怎么向神献祭呢？他看到有一只公羊，就是两只脚扣在稠密的小树中。
Oh, you say that was coincidence.
哦，你说那个是巧合。
No, Abraham knew. He had said God would provide, and sure enough, God had provided.
不，这不是巧合。亚伯拉罕深知说神必预备，神的确预备了。
So Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh because the Lord will provide.
亚伯拉罕给的地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备。
You see, God has foresight. He says that I know the end from the beginning.
神是知道以后的事情，神说我从起初知道末后的事。
We may not understand it, but God knows. He said he knows every hair on our head.
我们可能不能了解，神说他知道我们头上有多少根头发。
He watches us.
他真的是看着我们。
He sees what he can allow in our lives.
他在真的是看着，就是说他允许什么在我们的生命当中。
That's why he tells his children, "Don't be fearful, because I am there."
所以他告诉他的孩子们说，不要惧怕，因为我就在那儿。
God will provide.
神必预备。
I've gone through some things in my life, and I'm sure you have too, that I've come to the very edge and thought, I don't know what's going to happen, and God has provided.
我在我的生命中，我相信你们也有这样的经历。我就是到了这个，已经到了好像一个绝境。我说不知道下边该怎么办。在那个时候，神真的就是预备。
Whether it was something temporal I needed, like a pair of glasses one time.
有的时候比如说是我需要的东西，比如我需要一副眼镜。
God sent me the money for them.
神就真的就送了我这个要配眼镜的钱。
Or when I felt spiritually I couldn't make it any further.
或者在属灵上我觉得我再也走不下去了。
The devil was fighting very hard.
这个撒旦很大的攻击。
But he provided a way of escape.
但是神就是提供了一条可以让我有一条出路可以逃离。
Then the next thing I want you to notice, the next name, his name was Jehovah Rapha.
就是耶和华拉法。
And this one means my healer.
就是是我的医治者。
And this went back, of course, to what we've already talked about, when the children of Israel wanted the water and they found that it was bitter.
这个就是刚才我们讲过的，这个以色列人在旷野里，他们到了，找到水，但是那个水是苦的。
Now God had already seemingly promised them that he would take care of them.
神好像在以前已经答应过他会照料他们。
He told them, I will not bring on you any of the diseases of Egypt. I'll take care of your shoes. I'll take care of your clothes. And so if they had only recognized then that he was capable and able of healing this water.
所以呢，神在以前已经告诉过他们说，我不会把加在这个埃及人身上的疾病加在你们的身上，然后神也真的是也是看顾他们的需要，所以神也是医治他们，所以他们如果记得这个话，他们应该知道说神是会看顾这件事的，会医治他们的。
And so this is the first time on their journey God showed them I am a healer.
这是在他们离开埃及以后第一次神向他们展示我是你的医治者。
He alone has the he is able to heal us physically.
他可以医治我们身体上的疾病。
God has done that for me several times.
神医治我很多次。
Actually, when I was around 15 years old, something hit me that I couldn't even get up until the afternoon.
然后呢，在我15岁的时候呢，我被一个东西撞到，我那天直到下午我都不能起床。
I was 15 and I was so weak and we didn't know what was wrong.
我15岁但是我很虚弱也不知道出什么事儿到底怎么回事。
I went to the doctor. Mom took me to the doctor.
妈妈带我去看医生。
He tested me.
然后他就给我做各种测验。
And he said, you only have half the blood, that richness in your blood, only half.
他说你的那个you mean the whole,The amount of blood or the...
In other words, I was anemic.
Oh, 我是贫血，贫血很严重，我的血量只有正常人的一半。
And my blood was so low, it was down to only half when it comes to the richness of it, you know.
所以看到这个含血量什么的，我的贫血严重到只有正常人的一半。
So I said to my mother, she may have leukemia.
所以她告诉我妈妈，她可能有白血病。
Which is cancer of the blood.
就是那个血癌。
So he said, I'll give her some shots, but they may build her up slowly.
他说我会给她打一些针，可能会让她慢慢强壮起来。
But after he gave them to me, I went back.
然后他给了我那些针之后呢，我再回去看他。
And after he had tested, he came in. I never forget, he was a Jewish doctor. He was so excited.
然后我从来不就我永远也不会忘记这个医生呢是一个犹太人。然后我打过针之后回来，他就很兴奋。
First thing he said to me is, "You can thank your God."
他第一句话说的就是说，你应该可以感谢你的神。
He said, "You have the blood, the strength of a man."
你现在你的这个血呀，就像一个男人那么强壮，那么那样子好。
I didn't realize men had more strength, but blood strength, but anyhow, it must have. And he knew that the needles couldn't do that because they might little by little be able to, but he recognized that it was God.
就是说我当时都不知道这个男人的这个血的含量是怎么回事，但是就是肯定是很强壮。然后呢，他这个医生他认出来说，我打的那些针其实没有办法让我这样，他知道是神做的。
But you know, as great as that may have been for me, and as wonderful as it was, there's something even more wonderful in his healing power.
就是说那个当然是很非常的棒，非常的令人兴奋，但是在神的医治能力有些更重要更精彩的部分更好的。
You see, God heals our spirit.
神医治了我们的灵。
He takes that sick, sinful, terrible spirit and he heals it.
他把那个就是那个生病的那种可怕的那个灵，神把那个医治了。
There are drug addicts that were almost dead when they gave their heart to God and he healed them. He healed their spirit and it healed them physically and they became new people in Christ Jesus.
然后像那些瘾君子快要死了，当他们把他们的生命献给神的时候，神不仅医治了他们的身体，医治了他们的灵，然后他们在主里就成了一个新造的人。
You see, our God has the remedy to heal physically and heal us spiritually.
神有这种药物，有这种方法，不仅医治我们的身体，医治我们的灵。
Now we know that the gospel, that God is concerned primarily and chiefly with our moral and spiritual sicknesses.
你知道从福音书里我们看到神最关心最主要的就是我们道德上跟我们属灵上的疾病。
God doesn't go around healing everybody physically.
神不会就是到处去医治所有人的身体上的疾病。
Sometimes it may be our faith, but many of the times it's just not his will. He has medicine, he's given man wisdom, he allows us to do some things with common sense that we get better, but he doesn't always heal us.
神有时候不是说总是这样的很神奇的就是医治我们，有的时候神就是也是说我们有医生，也有现在的药物，神让这个让我慢慢好起来。
But there's never a time that when a man humbles his heart before God and cries out for mercy that he doesn't come to heal the spiritual life.
但是从来没有过说当一个人在神面前就是谦卑下来向神呼求，然后就是向神呼求悔改的时候，神不降下来医治这个人的灵。
So he's Jehovah Rapha, he is our healer.
所以神是耶和华拉法，他是医治我们的。
And then we have one that maybe we don't it's not something that has sort of been known to us, we'll put it that way.
或者另外一个神的名字可能对我们来讲不太熟悉。
And that one is Jehovah Nissi.
就是说耶和华尼西。
It means my banner.
他是说耶和华是我的锦旗。
Now, a banner is like a sign that you hold up. It's something that you identify by. If whatever organization, whatever it is, and you have a banner, and you sort of under that banner, I belong to this.
所以呢，锦旗就像一个大的标志，你就把它给放出来。所以你想每个组织或者什么，也许他们有个锦旗，那你站在下面，你就说我是属于这一方的，我是属于这个组织或者机构的。
In Israel's time, the armies always had a banner.
在以色列的那个时代呢，所有的军队都是有他们的旗。
They were identified by it. They knew that what army it was by their banner.
他们就看他们的那个军旗叫锦旗，他们就知道他们是属于哪一方的。
And whenever the banner went up, they would gather together behind the banner and go to do whatever they had to do.
所以当那个旗一旦举起来，大家就跟聚集在那个旗方面，然后跟着那个旗去做他们要做的。
So you see, God is our banner.
所以呢，神是我们的旌旗。
We rally behind Him.
我们在他周围聚集。
So we see that He's the one that, well, let's put it this way. When Moses, during the time when they had sinned and God was killing them, and Moses lifted up a serpent and said, if you look at that, you will be healed.
所以当以色列人犯罪的时候，神就降瘟疫击杀他们。然后呢，摩西呢，神就让摩西举一个铜蛇，就是举一个，然后说，只要你看了铜蛇，你就可以活。
It was a banner then they rallied on. They went to look. God assembled them together. He was the banner of healing over them. He was the one that called them.
所以呢，神就是那个好像就像一个旌旗，他们就聚集，他们当他们聚集，他们跟随神的时候，他们就得到医治。
And then we see there's another one. And this one is one that I'm so thankful for. He was called, go ahead.
另外一个名字，我非常的感恩这个名字。
He was called Jehovah Kadesh.
就称为耶和华麦加底西。
And this one was meant my sanctifier.
就是耶和华是叫我成圣的那位。
Consecrate yourself and be holy, for I am Jehovah your God.
所以他说，在利未记二十章七到八节说，所以你们要自洁成圣，因为我是耶和华你们的神。
I'm your God and helper. I am Jehovah who makes you holy.
你们要谨守遵行我的律例，我是叫你们成圣的耶和华。
We see this part of God.
我们看到神的这一部分。
This of God.
这个神是要让我们成圣的。
He's the one that when we dedicate ourselves, when we consecrate him to us, he does something. He makes you and I holy, truly holy, a spiritual attribute, the cleansing, the characteristics of those who are children of God, the holy ones.
就是当我们向神献身，我们奉献自己，就是把自己献在神面前的时候，神就让我们圣洁，这个圣洁就表示是神洁净我们，是一个属灵上神的特征，神的属性，因为我们是他的儿女。
Don't be afraid of that word holy.
不要害怕圣洁这个词。
That word means I have cleansed you.
那个词的意思就是我已经洁净了你。
I have purified you.
我清洁了你。
I've taken away your sins.
我把你的罪挪去。
I've made you a new person.
我让你成为新造的人。
And you become my child.
你成为我的孩子。
Living a life that you want to be like I want you to be.
去过一个我希望你想过的生活。
So we are a holy people.
所以我们是圣洁的子民
，set aside by God，
被神分别出来。
It's a wonderful thing to recognize that we can find a place in our spiritual lives where He does make us holy, where He does cleanse us, where He does purify our lives.
所以呢，真的这是一件非常好的事情，就是我们发现，在我们的属灵的。这样的地步，神可以洁净我们，让我们成圣，让我们真的是清洁。
It's a wonderful thing to recognize that He can change us.
真的是能够认出来说，神可以改变我们，真的是太棒了。
And in changing us, we ourselves sense that peace of God, that love of God in our lives.
当神在改变我们的时候，我们也真的是体会到神的平安和神的爱。
Then we have, then we come to the last one I want to give you today. No, next to the last one, I think it is anyway. That's right, next to the last one, the one that I really love a lot.
另外一个就是倒数第二个，我非常喜欢的就是
，is Jehovah Shalom,
就是耶和华赐平安。
The Jews use that a lot. The Jews use that a lot today. It's peace, Shalom.
这个犹太人他们今天很多时候用这个词，这个沙龙就表示平安。
You see, God himself is a person or reality that is peace itself.
就是神在真实，不管是怎么样，神他自己就是那个平安。
Peace is just part of him. It's what he's made up of.
好像神的属性，神的组成就是平安，就是和平。
So he's the source of true peace.
所以他是真正的平安，真正和平的源头。
You know, down through the history of man, there have been times when there's been war, and then they will make peace, and that peace lasts for a while.
然后在人类历史中，人们就互相有战争，但是后来他们又好像就是彼此有这个和平条约，这个和平就持续一阵。
And then war comes again.
然后又打仗。
Even in the person's lives, even in our lives.
即使在我们个人的生命中。
There's sometimes we feel contented. We feel at peace.
我们觉得有的个人的时候，有时候我们觉得知足，我们满足，我们也觉得挺平安的。
But it doesn't take long that something can stir us.
但是过不了多久，我们的这个平安可能我们就会被搅动。
In our human, we're just sort of like that, aren't we?
我们就是人，是不是我们就是那样子的呢？
This morning, I was very peaceful. I was getting ready for this, and I took up a bottle I had, and I was washing my glasses.
然后呢，今天早晨我都觉得好像很平安了，很和平，我都准备好了要查经，然后我就拿了一个瓶子准备洗我的眼镜。
And as I was spraying them, I sprayed the napkin, the Kleenex first, and then I wiped them, you know. I suddenly looked at the bottle and it said lens cleaner. And somehow that sort of, I had two cleaners there. One was the one that you put on for like your iPad and so forth, and you shouldn't use that on other things. And this one. And something in my mind, because one of them had fallen on the floor,Something in my mind, which was called the Satan, I believe, right away made me think I had put the other one on, that I had put the wrong one on my glasses.
就是说，一般来讲，我清洁眼镜的时候是有个喷的东西啊，就是喷一下，然后拿那个毛巾把它擦一下。但是呢，我有两瓶，我今天一看说，哎，一瓶呢是专门是用来清洁这个 iPad 啊还有手机的，但是不能用来别的东西。另外一瓶那个掉到地上，我突然脑子我觉得那是撒旦吧，就说你肯定是弄错了，因为它是不能混用的。
Right away, my flesh, my human flesh had lost its peace.
所以呢，马上我的这个肉体，我这个属血气的这个肉体就没有平安了。
Oh, I thought I ruined my glasses.
然后我就说糟糕了，我把我的眼镜弄坏了。
And I'm trying to wash them off with water.
然后我就想赶快把眼睛上的那些化学物给它用水洗掉。
Oh, I thought, well, I just have to buy another pair.
然后我就马上想，哎呦，糟糕了，我是不是得再去买一副新的眼镜啊？
And eventually I looked at it again. I thought, oh no, that's the one that I wash my glasses with.
然后我就想，我再仔细看，说，哎，我没弄错呀，我用的那个瓶子是对的。
For a little while there, my peace was gone.
所以呢，有那么一段时间呢，我的平安就没了。
Now that's the peace of the flesh in the flesh.
那个只是在肉体中、血气中的平安。
But I still had the peace in my heart.
但是我仍然心中有平安。
The peace that God gives.
是神给的平安。
It's not like when man thinks it's peace when you feel sort of happy and just so-so, you know, you feel good and you feel at peace. No, it's a different kind of peace.
不是人所那个觉得你挺高兴的，你挺心里边挺满足的，人肉体中的一种平安，这是一种不同的平安，是神给的。
You see, this... This he must be. He is to be the source of peace to mankind.
所以神才是人类的平安的和平的源头。
It expresses the deepest desires and needs of the human heart.
它就展示了人类人心里面这个最深的渴慕跟愿望。
It represents the greatest measure of contentment and satisfaction in life.
就是它展示了人在生命中所能展示出来这个最深的这个满足跟所能满足的。
That's when some things come so difficult to face that God can give us that peace in our heart.
所以就算是你面对非常艰难的环境的时候，很难面对的情况，神可以给在我们心里赐下平安。
So different than the fickle peace that one minute we might have it and something can happen the next minute our peace is gone.
这是跟人的这个所经历的这个反复无常，这个容易易变的平安完全不同。这一分钟你感觉挺好，挺平安的，下一分钟就没了。
So we see that God is the one that gives to us that every blessing, temporal and spiritual, is included in restoring to man the peace with God.And the peace of God.
所以呢，神就是给我们赐下这一切，不管在什么样的环境中，哪怕这种平安，就是也是这种和平。一个是我们跟神和好的这种和平，一个是我跟我们自己和好的这种和平。
The peace with God is when we come to the cross.
一个是跟神和好的和平，这个就是当我们来到十字架的时候。
When we lay down the burdens of our sins.
当我们把我们罪的重担放在这个十字架的时候
，And then He gives us the peace of God.
然后他再给我们是神自己的平安。刚才我那个地方翻错了。
Thank God. I'm glad that He is. I'm glad that He is Jehovah Shalom.
我真的是很高兴，神是耶和华沙龙。
I think the last one too. It's one that we can really love, and that is Jehovah Rohi.
然后再一个我们都会很爱的很喜爱的就是耶和华罗以。
This is one we're more familiar with.
这是我们大家都很熟悉的。
This means Jehovah my shepherd.
他说是耶和华是我的牧者。
And we see this so beautifully in the 23rd Psalm.
我们看到这个名称在诗篇23篇有个很优美的展现。
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
耶和华是我的牧者。
You see, Jehovah brings more comfort of the heart, or the sweet sound of one that is a shepherd over us.
就是当有一个牧人这样子看顾我们的时候，他让我们心里边这个带来更多的安慰和这种这个比任何别的名字都对我们的耳朵来讲更甜美的一个名字。
This is Jehovah that reveals himself to us.
这是向我们显示他自己的这位耶和华神。
In a very special relationship.
是在一种很特别的关系中。
It shows us how he makes a table before our enemies.
他在敌人面前为我们摆设筵席。
He leads us beside the still waters.
他就是领我们到可安歇的水边。
So we see that it's something that we sense and recognize that he is with us.
就是我们也感觉到也认出来他和我们同在。
You know, when Moses was there by the burning bush.
当摩西站在这个燃烧的荆棘旁边的时候。
And there he announced himself to Moses.
神向耶和华，神向摩西宣告他自己。
No, Moses had been taught by his mother there was a God.
摩西可能小时候他妈妈教导他说有一位神。
But only when he revealed himself.
只有当神向摩西显现的时候。
And told Moses, I am the I am.
向摩西说我是那位自有拥有的。
So what he's telling us that my presence will go with you.
当神向他们说我和你同在，我的同在跟你同去的时候是什么意思呢？
And David understood that, and that's when he wrote the Lord is my shepherd.
大卫很了解这个，这就是为什么大卫在诗篇说耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not want.
我必不自缺乏。
He leadeth me.
他带领我，引领我。
Whether it's by the path of waters, or whether it's to a hard place, or whether it's to cancer, he leads me.
不管是在可安歇的水边，还是在艰难的地方，还是经历癌症，神都在引领我。
It's that presence that gives us comfort.
是神的同在带给我们安慰。
You see, once we know him and know that he's within our lives, whatever happens to us is in his hands.
当时我们如果真的认识他，知道他就在我们的生命中，不管说发生什么事，我们知道都在他的手中。
And he has a way of using his rod sometimes on us.
所以神有一种方式，他有他的办法，可以用他的杖在我们的生命中。
Have you ever done something and afterwards you felt so bad about it?
你有没有做过什么事，你后来感觉非常的糟糕？
That was the rod.
那就是神的杖。
Was his spankings.
是神打你屁股。
That's what humbles us back.
那就是让我们谦卑下来。
Then he takes his staff, you know, and he leads us along. And the rod sometimes has, the, you know, the crook on the end. And he has to grab us back sometimes from some of the things that we get ourselves into.
他的杆呢就是引领我们，但他的杖呢，你知道前面他应该是杆前面有个弯的地方，就是有个弯头，当我们走错的时候，神会把我们勾回来。
David knew what it was to take care of the sheep until he was willing to die for the sheep.
大卫他是牧羊人，他知道是如何照顾羊群，甚至他愿意为他的羊群舍命。
And that's just what Jesus did for us.
那就是耶稣为我们所做的。
He died for us.
耶稣为我们死。
So you see, to know God is to understand his name.
所以认识神，你就是要真的理解神的名字的意思，神意味着什么。
It's not just G-O-D.
不单单是这个名字，就是英文的 G-O-D 这个字母而已。
He's my creator.
他是我的创造者。
He's my Lord.
他是我的主。
We say he's my master.
他是耶和华神，他是我的主。
He's my provider.
他是我的供应者。
He's my healer.
他是我的医治者。
He's my banner that I rally under.
他是我聚集的那个旌旗。
He's my sanctifier.
他是让我成圣的。
He's my righteousness.
他是我的公义。
He's my peace.
他是我的平安。
And he's my shepherd.
他是我的牧者。
That's who he is.
那就是我们的神。
So when you say God,
所以当你说神的时候，
there is wrapped up in that name and character everything we will ever need.
在那个神的这个名字里边，有所有我们所需要的一切。
And then to think he said, I'm coming back to get you.
然后要记得他说，我会再来接你们。
And I'm going to make you rulers.
我会让你们成为掌管的人。
And I'm going to give you a place that your eyes have never seen or ears have never heard. Not even in the imagination would you ever understand.
所以我要给你们一个地方，是眼睛未曾看到，耳朵未曾听到，人心未曾想到的。
Don't you think it's worth serving him?
你觉得是不是这个很值得我们去服侍他？
Let him be Lord, not you.
让他成为主，而不是你自己成为主。
Let him be the guide, not you.
让他成为你的向导，而不是你自己找路。
Not to fear.But trust,
不是恐惧害怕，而是信靠。
Do you know that our world went into almost 2 years of fear?
你知道不知道，我们现在的整个世界基本上经历了这个两年的恐惧害怕。
This pandemic across the whole world, people have been fearful.
这个疫情扩散到全世界， 然后大家都很害怕，全世界的人都怕。
In reality, as a child of God, we don't have to fear.
但是事实是，作为神的孩子，我们不需要害怕。
He can keep us from it.
他可以让我们不得病。
He can take us through the sickness.
或者他让我们得病，经历这个病能经过。
Or he can take us home to be with him.
或者他就让我们借着这个病，让我们回到天家。
So he's saying, "Let me be God."
所以神说，让我做神。
In all of these different phases and areas and character, let me be God.
在不同的这个生活的方方面面，在不同的领域，在不同的这个所需要的，我们这一切方面，让神做王，做我们的神。
I always have to come back to, ladies, we're only going to find these things more and more as we read God's word and they get planted.In our heart,
我们怎么能得到这些呢？就是说，我们只有去认真的去读神的话语，然后呢，让这些话语真的是种植在我们心里，我们才能知道。
Do you want a doctor who learned how to be a doctor online?
你想要看一个医生，他做医，他怎么得到他的医生的学位呢？他怎么得？他只是一切的东西都是在网上学的。
You want a doctor that operate on you that only online?
你想不想有个医生给你做手术，但是这个医生他做的手术都在网上的。
That's all he learned until he got the knife on you.
他所有一切学都是在网上学的，直到他拿那个刀子要在你身上做手术，他的一切知识都是从网上学的。你想要那样的医生吗？
Now God wants us to be his workers.
神想要让我们做他的工人。
And some of us have so little understanding about what and how and when, because we don't really understand or read God's word.
我们很多人呢，我们其实是不知对神的这个话是了解的非常的少，我们也不知道什么，也不知道如何做，也不知道这个什么时间，因为我们没有就对神的话了就读的很少，也了解的很少。
The psalmist said, I hide God's word in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
诗篇说我把神的话藏在心里，以免我得罪你。
You know, it's something about taking something and thinking over and beginning to understand until it becomes a very part of you.
就是说怎么把这个话就是放到你里面吸收进来，就是你要真的是去读，然后是不断的思想默想，直到它成为你生命的一部分。
I'm not so sure I could get this across the way that I understand it.
我不知道我能不能把我所理解的这样子向大家表达出来，让你们能够理解。
And some of it you might not quite been able to take in.
也许你们其中有些人可能不太能够就是吸收进来，吸收我所讲的。
But I'm trusting if you learn nothing else today.You learn that our God has many sides to his character.
就是如果你什么都没有学到或者说记到，我想你起码知道说神的这个属性方面有很多的方面。
Father, as we come before you, we thank you that thou art God.
父啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们感谢你，你因为你是神。
Every one of us is unworthy.
我们每个人都是不配的。
But somehow you loved us enough to talk to us.
但是不知道为什么你真的是爱我们，那样如此的爱我们，你教导我们。
To bring us face to face with Jesus.
让我们能够和主耶稣面对面。
And to forgive our sins.
你赦免我们的罪过。
Help us, O God, to be what you want us to be.
哦，主啊，帮助我们，让我们能够成为你所要让想让我们成为的样子。
What you called us to be.
你呼召我们要成为的样子。
And what you will bless us for.
你要祝福我们的。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to me today. I appreciate it.
谢谢大家真的听我讲，我很感谢。